A study in the New England Journal of Medicine shows the vast majority of those who died wanted only limited care. Only 2% wanted all possible treatment. Nearly all those requesting only comfort care got it, leading the author to conclude advanced directives and power of attorney for health care are worthwhile. Bud Hamas, a medical ethicist at Gunderson Lutheran, says 85% of patients in La Crosse's hospitals, nursing homes, hospice, and clinics have advanced directives.
Plans are almost always available to the physicians and nurses caring for that person at the end, and the treatments are consistent with the plans the patient has recorded.
One obstacle is getting doctors to talk frankly about a patient's condition. That, according to Jim Cleary, an oncologist with the Carbone Cancer Center at UW Hospital and Clinics.
Many patients think that they're going to have chemotherapy and be cured. That's not always the case. We as clinicians need to be far more open and honest about what is actually the goal of therapy and what we're going to achieve.
Cleary is among those who think advanced planning has to move beyond just signing a form or document. He says there needs to be more discussion between doctor and patient, and much sooner.
So we only start talking to people when they're very sick. We need to be doing this much earlier.
A national survey done in 2005 showed only 29% of adults have advanced directives. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.